Who was this man? What was he? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Mid-October weather this week is generally warmer in the nation's west, unsettled and colder in the Midwest, spreading eastward by midweek. Lows in Minneapolis, St. Paul in the 20s the next few nights, 30s common around Chicagoland at night, upper 40s during the day. We'll start the week with a chance of rain showers in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Boston, and Syracuse, but drier and cooler weather by Tuesday into Wednesday. New York sees 60s on Monday, but with highs only in the 50s Tuesday through Thursday. Temperatures will rebound towards next weekend, with a good opportunity for traveling and viewing some fall foliage, or in weather talk, that's changing leaves colors. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist, with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Before I go on the air, to get into the zone, I listen to a piece of music obsessively, sometimes for 2 or 3 hours, the same piece of music. It puts me into a special state, a state that enables me to talk to 38 states, which is what I talk to every Sunday night live. No other host does this live on a Sunday night. No one. But that enables me to cover the news. Did I say that? The news. Plus, give you a chance to talk with me. We get to talk to each other because this is live. It's a remarkable show. Tonight I was watching this amazing video that showed every single guest star over the 9 seasons of the TV show Falcon Crest. Falcon Crest. Now, why is that show important? It's because on Friday nights when I was single, Falcon Crest was my date. I'd sit there. Let me tell you what I'd do on Friday nights. I'd wait for Falcon Crest to come on. I had a very high-pressure job at ABC and then then working for myself as a consultant. And I'd sit there with a plate of angel hair spaghetti, cappellini, and I'd take ragu tomato sauce out of the jar and fresh mozzarella and ground beef. I'd cook the ground beef, I'd mix it into the sauce, then I'd take the fresh mozzarella, cut it up in small squares into the sauce, and mix it in the cappellini. And I would eat that, and I was in heaven while watching Falcon Crest. Tonight I thought I'd look at this amazing video that showed every single guest star in the history of Falcon Crest. All of them. Well, there were some surprises that I hadn't realized at all. Jonathan Frakes, who became number one on Star Trek Next Generation, or the one with Jean-Luc Picard, that one, he was in Falcon Crest. Much skinnier, is like a tenth of what he became. But the one that really got me, I'm looking at the guest stars and and there's Theodore Bickel. I'm like, Theodore Bickel, why was he in Falcon Crest? I mean, that was he was a serious guy. He was a major performer. He performed on Broadway in the original production of Fiddler on the Roof. Why would he be in Falcon Crest? I don't know, but he was. And there was Melba Moore, another serious actor. She was in Falcon Crest. But the one that really kicked me, there was this actor. Oh, and Kim Novak. Kim Novak was in Falcon Crest. The Eighth Doctor's Companion. On Doctor Who, the Eighth Doctor's Companion, Daphne Ashbrook, was in Falcon Crest. Now, this suddenly is becoming an all-star show, a major and important show. But Theodore Bickel was in foul. And I've got to go back and look to see what the heck part did he have? What, why was he there? The ones you'd suspect would be there were there, like Cliff Robertson and Carlos Romero and all the likely suspects. Alan Royale, all of them were there. But Theodore Bakel, whoa. This is quite a show. Quite the show. Falcon Crest. All right, that's my big news. My big news. That was my date on Friday nights. Falcon Crest. One of the, and Robert Stack. Of course, Robert Stack was in that. And Parker Stevenson. But the most interesting one, besides Theodore Bakel, Roy Thinnes was in Falcon Crest. Roy Thinnes captured my heart, became one of the greatest actors of all time when he was on The X-Files. He was on The X-Files as an alien. As an alien. He was on opposite Cancer Man. And he did something an alien wasn't supposed to do. There was a mass shooting at McDonald's. He walked into the McDonald's, he saw it, and he put his hand over all of the bullet wounds and healed them instantly. Now, the aliens weren't ever supposed to perform miracles at all. He was quickly, immediately taken away in a hazmat suit, strapped down to a chair, disappeared. The next scene, we see him in jail cell, still in the hazmat suit, still tied to a chair, and then Cancer Man walks in, William B. Davis. He walks in and he says to him, "You have broken the rules. I am here to do what I must do." And Thinnes goes, "What gives you the right to do anything to me?" "I have the right given to me by the people who have given me the means to do it." Namely, he was given the right to kill this guy because he was given the one instrument that would kill Roy Thinnes. It was an astonishing scene. And then Thinnes looks at him and says, "What do you do for these people? I healed them. What do you do? What does your government do for them?" And Cancer Man says, "We give them happiness. They give us authority." I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, we give them happiness, they give us authority. It could be a logo line for PepsiCo. We give them happiness, they give us authority. Oh my gosh. It was the most brilliant episode of The X-Files ever. The best part is that my current wife and I were sitting at coffee before we got married. And I said to her, "What TV show do you like?" And she said, "The X-Files." I said, "What's your favorite episode?" And like me, she quoted that episode. Match Made in Heaven. It was, we quoted the episode. I'm also looking at Falcon Crest, and I feel like I'm cheating because I realized halfway through the credits, looking at all these guest stars who had been on Falcon Crest, I'm like, wait a minute. I actually went out with an actress who had been on Falcon Crest. I went out with her once, and then she wanted to go out some more. She even wrote me a follow-up letter saying, "Please, let's go out some more. I had a nice time. You're a lovely guy, blah, 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 blah." I had just gotten skinny. I just lost a ton of weight. I was beautiful. No, really, I was beautiful. And she said, "Let's go out again." I was such an a-hole. I didn't answer the letter. I didn't go out with her again because, you know, I wanted to go out with an assistant secretary, not to the secretary of state, an assistant secretary to a vice president of a bank or something. I couldn't see beyond myself. There she was, this Hollywood actress, had been in Falcon Crest, wanted to go out with me again, and, oh, gee, I didn't feel like it. What's wrong with me? What was freaking? She had an after-SAG pension. Imagine that. She had after-SAG health insurance, and the most I could ever offer was maybe Medicare health insurance. I've got a great show for you tonight. We have Harvey Leeds, prominent, important record executive who has come up with a way to save his creative soul. You won't believe what this guy has put up on the internet. It's spectacular. I will share it with you in seconds. If you like bagels, this is the answer. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I am live on a Sunday night, and the name of this show is Sterling on Sunday.
Stick around. Coming up on Florida Stories, you know, an eye for an eye. We've got a daughter for a daughter. You can have your own privately owned classic fire truck. And while Xanax and NyQuil sound like fun, it's not recommended for four-year-olds. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's all coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Exotic dancer serves our first responders. People are upset. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. When we found out what was really causing the power to go out in the bathroom, we were shocked. Details coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
It's coming to Atlantic City, and I'm worried. This is Brad, the old-fashioned radio talk host. I'll explain later on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's Velo Hool. Is that a hatchet in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? The people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
There is a great feeling that you get when you slip into the bed at an expensive five-star hotel, or when you visit a rich friend's house, and you get under those sheets between the covers, and it's, oh my gosh, this is insane. 800-844-0876. What's that number? That's the number you call so you can have that feeling. 800-844-0876. That is the phone number for MyPillow. And right now, MyPillow is having a special sale on their Giza Dream Sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets. Made from Giza cotton, the finest cotton on earth. From the Giza Plateau, expensive dress shirts are made from Giza cotton. You can get it in every color you can imagine. These sheets are available in an astonishing array of colors. But the most important part is when you call 800-844-0876 and you say, Walter, when you use my name, $50 comes off the price. $50. It goes from $89.95 to $39.95. That's right. $50 just for saying, Walter! That's all you got to do. 800-844-0876. You can't imagine the colors. It's not just grandmother white or grandmother beige. No, you can get them in black and red and electric blue. It's stunning. Imagine sending your kid back to college with black sheets. Suddenly your kid will be cool for the first time ever. Call 800-844-0876. Find out about the Giza Dream Sheets in the queen size. You say, my name, Walter, and the price drops from $89.95 to $39.95. $50 off these premium sheets. 800-844-0876. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets.
Sterling on Sunday.
I know you've always wanted to work for yourself, and you know the future is in digital, the digital media. Now you get to combine them. There's a company called Social Indoor. Social Indoor is a franchise company. And when you invest in this company, you get a territory that's all yours. This territory is the finest restrooms in your area. As many areas as you want to invest. Well, what do they do for you in a restroom? It sounds kind of sketchy. Here's what they do. They install premium, beautiful computer monitors. And on those monitors go advertising that you have sold to local businesses. On those monitors goes advertising that will be of interest to your customer base in your city. Get the information. Socialindoor.com. Find out everything you need to know about this incredible franchise opportunity, which can only be made by a formal prospectus. Get the information at socialindoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Neil Rogers.
And the right against the left, and the left against the right, and who's got the better haircut? The same old tried and true, tired, monotonous crap that doesn't change anything, and the median age of your audience is death.
The great Neil Rogers, ladies and gentlemen, 22 past the hour, driving across the country in an 18-wheeler. I have 18-wheeler news. The marijuana laws as they apply to 18-wheelers are astonishing and bizarre. I have very different feelings about marijuana laws and heroin laws and fentanyl laws and Percocet laws. You know what my feelings are? My feelings are this. You go kill yourself any way you want. I don't care what you use. I don't care how you get it. I would prefer you get it from a real pharmacy, not some clown on the street. These, remember, my friend, there have been many, many drugs that were illegal for a long time. And now in Las Vegas, KXNT, now in Las Vegas in the casinos, they're getting very close to outlawing something else that we enjoy. And I will share that with you coming up in seconds on the big show, the Sterling on Sunday show. Now, here's what happens. If you have too much money and too much free time, I would say that Tom Brady, a bratty guy, if there ever was one, the football player, he's married to Gisele Bündchen. Now, they're in trouble. Their marriage is apparently in trouble. They're not getting along, fighting over, you know, where the wrapping room should go, fighting over how many fountains they need on their estates, plural. They're not getting along. So sad. But here's the part. As the sun appears to be setting on Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady's marriage, the supermodel has made some eye-catching changes to one of her celestial, what, outfits, rings, jewels, relationships? No. In the midst of going through a divorce, in the midst of trying to settle things with her incredibly wealthy, handsome husband, Gisele Bündchen has taken the time to change her celestial tattoo. That's what she views as the priority, not what she's doing with her kids, because what she's doing with her kids is saying, oh, kids, go find the nanny. Make sure the nanny knows where you are. I'm going to go get my celestial tattoo changed right now. Now, last week, the Brazilian beauty was snapped visiting a building in Miami, wearing cuff jeans and a pair of flip-flops that showed off the updated ink on her right ankle. Now, while the design previously depicted a crescent moon surrounded by three stars, Bündchen appears to have turned it into a tree, with several branches curling up around the star's ankles. Although the original tattoo predates the 42-year-old catwalker's relationship with Brady, the couple met on a blind date in 2006. It's possible the tweak is still symbolic. She had this before Brady, but she's adjusted the tattoo because it may still be symbolic. It's a crescent moon surrounded by three stars. Bündchen has another tattoo, a small shooting star located on her left wrist. This was inked in honor of another member of her family, her late grandmother. She died while I was young. When I first moved to New York, there were no stars in the sky. So to remind me of her, I drew one on my wrist and kept it there for a month and then had someone draw it in. It held up pretty well. It helps me remember her. Okay, that's sweet. Why does she feel the need, with children, with a career, with all sorts of legal issues, property issues, a very famous husband, and she's very famous, and the best thing about that marriage, she has more money than he does. She has more money than he does. That's spectacular. It's my fantasy to have a wife who has more money than I have. Wouldn't that be incredible, guys? To know that you can leave the house in the morning, and actually you don't need to go anywhere. You can leave the house in the morning and you can go to a bar. Leave the house in the morning and go to a bowling alley that's open 24/7. Leave the house in the morning and sit in the park and eat a McMuffin. Because you don't need to earn a living. Because your current wife is loaded. And Gisele Bündchen is so rich. She's richer than Tom Brady. And when you think about Tom Brady's money, you know it's insane. You know he has crazy money. She has more money. Isn't that incredible? They have a 12-year-old and a 6-year-old, and there she is worrying about the ink on her ankle. That's her priority, not her kids, not working things out with Tom Brady. Guess what, Gisele Bündchen? You're not going to do better than Tom Brady. you're not going to do better than Tom. Tom Brady looks in the mirror and he goes, you know, I'm not going to do better than me. I'm not going to do better than anything I've done. But boy, he doesn't want to have to think about his marriage. He doesn't want to have to think about his relationship. He wants to play ball. He doesn't need to be playing football. He has all the money in the world. And all that can happen to him now is he gets really, really hurt. That's his big risk. Guy's in his 40s. When you hit your 40s, what did you do? You semi-retired. You did thoughtful retirement, partial retirement. You said, I'm not really going to work this hard anymore. I'm in my 40s. I don't have to anymore. But Tom Brady, no, he's going out there and prove he's a man. He's going to prove he doesn't have to talk to his wife, Gisele Bouchon. Imagine having so much money, so much free time, and so few brain cells that you put as the priority in your divorce, adjusting your tattoo. Wouldn't that be spectacular if our lives were like that? But they're not. Tom Brady and Gisele Bouchon. They own a home in New York. They own a home in Dallas. They own homes in Miami. They got all kinds of homes. But she's worried about altering her tattoo to make a statement to the world. That's what she's worried about. Insane. I keep reading these newspaper articles, all of these advice columns. And over again, the advice column that comes up, the question that comes up is, if you could talk to your 17-year-old self, what would you tell your 17-year-old self? If you could go back and talk to your 17-year-old self, what would you tell your 17-year-old self? I would tell my 17-year-old self two things. One thing my mother told me constantly. My mother told me this constantly. Save your money. Just save your money. And boy, was she right. It's painful to have to admit that. And the other thing is buy Apple stock the week of issue. The week Apple stock comes out, buy the stock. Those are the two important messages that I would tell my 17-year-old self. What would you tell your 17-year-old self? Here's my phone number. Let's talk. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. Coming up, we have Velo Hool and Strippers on the Loose just for you. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. If you watched the San Diego Padres beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night, you saw that it actually rains in Southern California. Well, that system is moving east and will bring wet weather to parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and west and southern Texas over the next few days. Aside from that, partly cloudy and seasonably mild out west. Highs in the 80s in Las Vegas, 70s for Sacramento tomorrow, and then low 80s for the rest of the week. Portland, Oregon might set some record highs the next few days before the next storm out in the Pacific Ocean brings cooler temperatures and rain by next weekend. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell a wild story that happened to my brother. So if you've read any of my books, you know that I refer to my younger dim-witted brother as Fredo Corleone. I love my younger brother, but he gets himself in these situations. Anyway, he was a cop in a Manhattan precinct, and he was the property clerk, which meant all property that comes into a precinct, he's responsible for. Arrest evidence, found property, you name it. If it comes into a precinct, it gets put in a bag, it gets vouched by the responding cops, and my brother is responsible for it. It gets placed in a locker, and when that locker fills up, my brother and another guy take it in a van down to the property clerk's office on Pearson Place, where it's stored until evidence that needs to go to a trial or someone wants to pick up their property. Well, two cops in my brother's precinct respond to a DOA in an apartment. It was an elderly woman. She passed. After the body went to the medical examiner's office, they checked the apartment for valuables to voucher it. They bring in a box of ashes. Her husband had passed before her, and she saved the ashes under her bed, and these two cops brought the ashes into the precinct, and they voucher it. My brother finds this in the property locker, and he pulls these two cops aside a couple of days later and goes, "What the hell is this?" And they said, "Well, you know, we didn't want to throw them out or leave them there, so maybe she's got relatives. They'll come and claim this guy's remains." So my brother wasn't too happy about it. He puts the ashes in the van, the property van. A couple of days later, him and his partner go down to the property clerk's office. They go to drop it off. The clerk at the property clerk's office says, "We don't take people's remains. You're going to have to find another place to get rid of this stuff." So my brother's pissed, right? They can't throw it out because inspections does a check to make sure that the property left the locker goes to the property clerk's office. So you can't throw it out, and it can't go back to the property locker. So now my brother's got this dilemma. Him and his partner wind up putting the ashes in the property van, and they're driving around for weeks like this. So one day they decide to get a couple of Reubens at Cat's Deli on Houston Street. My brother's getting out of the van and his partner goes, "You can't leave the ashes there. What if someone breaks into the van and steals his ashes?" So my brother and his partner are sitting at Cat's Deli enjoying a cream soda and a pickle, and they got this guy's remains at the table with them. Finally, my brother was able to figure out that out of City Island, there's a ferry that goes twice a week. Department of Corrections loads it up with inmates, and they take out unclaimed dead from different morgues across the city, and they bury it out at a potter's field. So what my brother was able to finagle was, through Department of Corrections, they were able to put the ashes on this ferry, went out there one afternoon, and they were able to give this poor man finally his resting place. So as you can see, there's never really a dull moment as a member of the New York City Police Department. So be sure to check out my new book, Grand Theft Auto, the NYPD's Auto Crime Division.
All right, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258.
I told my daughter and granddaughters, no serious guys in your 30s.
Okay. What?
No serious guys in your 30s.
Oh, keep that in mind. At least.
888-688-WALT.
Now, the very important thing I told my daughter and granddaughters, no serious guys in your 30s.
Okay. What?
No serious guys in your 30s.
Oh, keep that in mind. At least. At least.
There's an amazing, haunted Halloween story about an airplane. And coming up in about 90 minutes, you're going to hear this story about a haunted airplane that is told by a grown-up, not by some goofy kid, not made up for the show. A real pilot tells this story. And you're going to hear it in the Midnight Misfit Hour. That's coming up on Sterling on Sunday. It's 40 minutes past the hour. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, which I'm giving you because I keep reading advice columns and Q&A columns online that say, what would you tell your 17-year-old self? What I would tell my 17-year-old self is listen to your mother when she says, save your money.
Save your money.
Like that, she would say. She'd look at me doing anything, and she'd say, save your money. You're crazy. Just save your money. And the other thing would be buy Apple stock the week it comes out and don't sell it. Because remember, it came out and then it did lousy. Then it went down. Then in the area of romance, I would say go for it. I am the only human being you know who was a virgin until he was 21. I went to a co-ed college with beautiful women. I had a girlfriend, terrific girlfriend, really sweet, nice lady. No, we didn't do it. We didn't do it. You want to know why we didn't do it? Because I wanted to stay a virgin until I was married. Now, that's the sort of thinking that only people in radio have. Because our priorities are all screwed up. Our first love is radio. Everything else comes after that. Pizza, radio, I think that's about it. Therefore, losing my virginity was not a priority compared to radio. I had to be in radio. In fact, everybody who works in radio got into radio when they were 15. And from the moment they got into radio, that's all they could see. They were blinded by everything else. What would you tell your 17-year-old self? My number is 888-688-WALT. Now, Harvey Leeds, who is a brilliant record industry, music industry entrepreneur, brilliant guy, very successful career, has come to his senses, and he has decided that the path he needs to take is to create online videos that tap into his second love. And he will share that with you coming up in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Exotic Dancer serves our first responders. People are upset. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Stick around. Coming up on Florida Stories. You know, an eye for an eye. We've got a daughter for a daughter. You can have your own privately owned classic fire truck. And while Xanax and NyQuil sound like fun, it's not recommended for four-year-olds. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's all coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's Velo Hool. Is that a hatchet in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me? The people of Walmart. Later, Sterling at night.
It's coming to Atlantic City, and I'm worried. This is Brad, the old-fashioned radio talk host. I'll explain later on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. When we found out what was really causing the power to go out in the bathroom, we were shocked. Details coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency is owned by Michael Doucette in Minneapolis. When he heard Sterling on Sunday, he immediately got involved. He said, this is a show that can move product. Walter, your relationship with the listener is remarkable. I need to be part of the show. Every single ad you hear on this show is thanks to Northern Ad Agency, because he heard something here that he knew would move product, and he knows how to move your product. He knows how to put feet on the floor of your business. Whether you own one retail store or a huge industry, he can get customers to you. Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency. They're based in Minneapolis. Well, right there, that tells you everything. They're not wasting money on catered affairs in Brooklyn. They're not wasting money on Madison Avenue or Beverly Hills. They're investing money in your business. Their leadership team is comprised of experts in digital advertising. And digital advertising is where you need to be if you want to move product today. Instagram, Facebook, that's where you move product. But how do you know how to do that? Well, you don't. You don't have to. You know how to run your business. Northern Ad Agency knows how to bring customers to you thanks to digital advertising. That's their expertise. Northern Ad Agency does not accept every advertiser. They do not accept every brand. They only accept ones that they are sure they can help, that they are sure that they can bring business to them. Get the information. Go to northernadagency.com. Look for Michael Doucette. Northernadagency.com. This is a solid Midwest, Minneapolis-based company. Again, they have no interest in winning awards. Their interest is in helping you gain clients. Northern Ad Agency. Get the information at northernadagency.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Neville.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K. Is the name of a series of brilliant videos that you can find online, Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K, starring Harvey Leeds, who goes to bagel shops throughout the Northeast and reviews them as only a New Yorker can. He tastes them. He tells whether or not it's too sweet, whether or not they're crunchy, how they're made. It's brilliant. My 10-year-old was completely amused. Here's what it sounds like.
Talk here on 90th Street and Broadway at Tal's Bagels. Tal, I'm going to give you an 8.8, okay? 8.8. We know dough, you know dough, but you know toast. You know how to toast a bagel. Here we are, Bagel Talk, 107th Street and Broadway. Bagel, nice and soft. Now we're going to give it the Harvey unofficial official hole test. Yeah, you got to break through. Breakthrough, but... hot bagel, but smells good. Obviously, they know dough. We know dough. They know dough. They're not using molasses or sugar. They're using malt barley.
51st and 3rd, this is a world-famous place, Essenagel. I mean, it's in the news.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
People talk about it. Let me tell you, I walked in, this place smells like a bagel shop.
That's important. Smell is
important. Looks like a bagel shop. On a scale of 1 to 10, Justin from Bagel Club, I'm going to give this one an 8.5.
Get
New Yorkers,
you couldn't even get in there.
See what we're doing? We're talking bagels.
Harvey Leeds, what are your three top criteria for judging whether or not a bagel is good, Harvey?
Oh, well, it's taste, it's crunch, and it's smell.
And you revealed something in these videos that I never knew, the Bagel Talk videos. I never considered, which is you don't like bagels that are sweet.
Oh, I hate sweet bagels. When they sweeten it with sugar or molasses, or as they do up in Montreal with honey, nope, not for me. Thank you. I'm a New Yorker. We don't like sweet bagels.
Would you say that the epicenter of good bagels is in Manhattan or Brooklyn and there's no sugar?
Absolutely. Of course, the center of the universe is New York City and Brooklyn for bagels. No question about it.
What would you say are your favorite toppings on your favorite bagels?
Well, my favorite topping is I like cream cheese. I like scallion cream cheese. But there's nothing like a smear of cream cheese on a bagel with a thin, thin see-through it, tomato, and some Nova.
Now, Harvey Leeds, I have found that there are some bagel shops that refuse to toast. Why do they refuse to toast?
Well, I've had that argument and fight with several friends and people like Mark Straussman, who's one of the greatest Italian chefs, but on the weekends makes bagels and bialys. His philosophy, as are other people's philosophies, is if a bagel has just come out and it's nice and warm and it's hot, it doesn't need to be toasted. Now, me, I'm a toast guy. I love my bagel, even if it comes out hot. I love it toasted, well-done toast. It's just my thing.
I have found it to be particularly disgusting if you get a toasted bagel with cream cheese and they wrap it in aluminum foil, which keeps it cooking and turns it into soup.
Yes, and then what happens to the cream cheese, we call it here on Bagel Talk, when you're holding it, that the cream cheese starts to drip out, we call that pigeon droppings.
Do you find that a particularly distasteful description? Do you find that offensive to many of your viewers?
What, pigeon droppings?
Yes.
No, I don't think they kind of, you know, because we discuss how a bagel is wrapped. We call it the diaper. And so, no, I don't think people are offended by it. We call it and we name it like it is.
I have found since my youth that bagels have gotten fatter and fatter and fatter to the point where they won't fit into a toaster. When I was a kid, may I say, when you were a kid, they were much thinner. Am I right about this?
No, you are absolutely correct. And that has to do with there are so many amateurs letting the dough proof, meaning rise, for a little too long, boiling it a little too long, baking it a little too long. And look at America. America is fat. They like a fat bagel when that's not what a bagel was originally designed to be like.
Harvey Leeds is the producer and star of online videos called Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K, Bagel Talk. He celebrates great bagels. He loves great bagels. Please name for us the top three bagel shops that you have found so far.
Well, one of my favorite places is on 106th and Broadway in Manhattan called Absolute Bagels. And you go there on a good day, there's a line down the block. Absolute Bagels. Fantastic. There's a little chain in New Jersey, and it's one of the places where I originally gave somebody over a
2.0. It's called Bagels for You. And when I went there in Livingston, it was just incredible. I was holding the bagel and it was crackling in my hand, just cracking, and the bagel didn't need to be toasted, and it wasn't sweet, and it was just perfect. The other place is a place in Teaneck, New Jersey, which came in top 50 in Forbes, called Teaneck Road Bagels. They are sensational.
What are some of the places, two or three of the places, that really disappointed you? You had heard great things about them, and then when you experienced it, you were disappointed in the bagel shops.
I would say Black Seed, which is a chain in New York. I wasn't really overly impressed with Essa Bagel, but it's a decent bagel. And probably the worst bagel in the whole world, it's not really a bagel, it's just a piece of white bread in a circle with a hole, is Dunkin' Donuts, and we gave them a zero.
A zero. Well, let me ask you this. After reviewing all of these bagels, have you found that there's a consistency to the topping on the bagel that makes it a little better or a little worse? Is there a best topping to the bagel that it's coated with, the seeds, the salt? What topping do you like?
Well, I have two partners in this. I actually have three: Michael Reinhardt, Justin Shukat, and Steve Gottlieb. And Justin Shukat, one of the co-owners of Primary Wave, one of the greatest publishing houses in the world. Anyway, he and I fight constantly, and we bicker. I believe that to judge a bagel, you need to just have a plain bagel, because we know dough. It's about the dough. Justin feels he has to have the everything bagel. Now, and everything bagels, you know, with poppy seeds and salt and garlic and onion, and it's like, yeah, it hides the flavor. You can't taste the dough. So I'm a guy that likes a plain bagel, fresh.
For my vast listeners in the Midwest, is there a difference between Lox and Nova?
Absolutely. Belly Lox, which is what, you know, our grandparents grew up on, was a salty, you ate a bagel and Lox and you drank gallons of water for the next 24 hours. Nova is not, you know, it has a little bit of salt, but it's not salty. You don't need to drink a gallon of water. So, yeah, it's the way they cure it, and it's the salting process.
Harvey Leeds is a brilliant music entrepreneur. And he discovered that there was a need to create video reviews of bagel shops throughout the Northeast. The name of the videos is Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K, T-A-W-K, Bagel Talk. Harvey Leeds, who is good friends and brother of Steve Leeds, who's a notorious radio executive. And I say notorious because that is the best way to describe him. Harvey, final words.
Well, I would like to correct you. We don't just review bagels in the Northeast. We've done L.A., San Francisco, Austin, Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia. So, you know, may the bagels be with you. They're universal on the planet.
My myopia. Thanks very much, Harvey Leeds. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Mid-October weather this week is generally warmer in the nation's west, unsettled and colder in the Midwest, spreading eastward by midweek. Lows in Minneapolis, St. Paul in the 20s the next few nights. 30s common around Chicagoland at night, upper 40s during the day. We'll start the week with a chance of rain showers in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Boston, and Syracuse, but drier and cooler weather by Tuesday into Wednesday. New York sees 60s on Monday, but with highs only in the 50s Tuesday through Thursday. Temperatures will rebound towards next weekend with a good opportunity for traveling and viewing some fall foliage, or in weather talk, that's changing leaves colors. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist, with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome, KFBK in Sacramento. College football, number 5 Sac State, cruises to a 6-0 win with another road win. Congratulations to college football winner in Sacramento. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's a spectacular show. There's nothing else like it because I am live. I am live. Every other show on at this time is not only dead, but should be. Why does it do that? Why does it?
Very important thing I told my daughter and granddaughters, no serious guys are 30.
Okay.
No serious guys to your 30.
I'll keep that in mind.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but there's a whole world of people who are obsessed with professional puppets. Not just any puppets, but celebrity puppets. For many, many years, there was a puppeteer named Paul Winchell. Many people were obsessed with Paul Winchell because he made it look like it was easy. Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney, those were his puppets. And now, oh my gosh, there's a big market for those puppets.
Hey everybody, Austin Phillips here. This is obviously Jerry Mahoney. This is the first new Jerry Mahoney from Phillips Puppets, authorized Paul Winchell replica figure through the Jerry Lane family. And I'm really happy and proud to say that he will be for sale at this year's convention. You can find him at Tom Ladshaw's table, Goddle of Gear, in the dealer's room this year. Be sure to come by, check him out. We did some really fun new things. We have full glass eyes in these Jerrys, full oil-painted heads to really get a vibrant classic look that Jerry had. This one is also featuring a really special vintage copy of an old Frank Marshall suit, so it really gives him that unique vintage feel. Marshall hands painted as well. And yeah, we give him a nice little haircut, and he's ready to go, ready to perform. We even got some vintage little shoes for him. So be sure to check him out in the dealer's room. I hope that you get a chance to see Jerry here, and I hope you all have a great and safe time.
It turns out that the laws regarding marijuana use among truckers are draconian. You can't use it at all if you're an 18-wheel trucker. Because when they do drug tests for many drugs, such as marijuana, Percocet, many painkillers, you could have that in your system for a year and lose your license. And even the organization that represents truckers are saying, this is too much. This is crazy. They don't want truckers to be stoned when they're using it, but they don't want them to lose their license for having used it 6 months ago. How do you feel? 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. And the reason I'm asking you is because, first of all, most of you, most Midnight Misfits are truckers. The research is very clear. Most Midnight Misfits are truckers. I'm very proud to have you. The problem is this. Every year, every month, the laws and the rules regarding trucking become more and more draconian and difficult, not just with drug use, but for hours on the road. Very often, a trucker will have to stop driving because he's been driving too long. Except, son of a gun, he's in the middle of Manhattan. He's in the middle of downtown Washington, D.C., and he has to stop at 8 in the morning and rest for an hour, hour and a half at 8 in the morning, blocking traffic, not being able to move to the next place. Nothing worse than an 18-wheeler stuck in the middle of a city. Nothing worse, both for the trucker and for all of that traffic around them. These rules were made up by who? Washington bureaucrats. And Washington bureaucrats know what? What? Nothing. Proven over and over again, they know
Nothing. No truckers, no trucker committee, no truckers are ever on these committees. They just decide these draconian rules that say, well, you know, you have to stop driving after 8 hours. You have to drive wherever it is, they have to stop driving. That's the law. These are some of the wacky laws. But the ones about marijuana are bizarre. The ones about marijuana are particularly difficult. Here's the example. More data is needed on drug-impaired driving. The Canadian Center for Substance and Addiction wrote that nearly half of the drivers who died in 2016 tested positive for impairing drugs. Now, that's very misleading. Watch. Most, if not all of us, take something every day that impairs us. According to the CDC, impairment is the absence of or significant difference in a person's body structure or function of mental functioning. Now, under that definition, my friends, coffee is an impairing drug. In fact, coffee was outlawed as recently as 1834 in Sweden. You need a coffee to get going? Apparently, you're impaired. We have a long way to go with the proper definitions of what's impaired, what's okay to take. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. The rules about what you can take as a truck driver are insane. You need a drug to manage pain? Well, guess what? You're impaired. Any one of them impairs you. What we are and aren't allowed to consume often comes down to money. We'd heard for decades that weed was a gateway drug that will lead to a dark pathway. And then Prime Minister Trudeau made legalization of weed an election priority and smoked out the competition. You just need to buy it at a registered place from registered growers that will stop them from being a gateway drug. That will stop people from overusing? Of course not. All of these rules are so new and poorly thought out. It's like they were stoned when they thought them out. And this is true for every drug. For decades, for at least 20 years, your grandmother was at risk for arrest for using Percocet for her arthritis. Just now, that has started to be looked at differently. Maybe we overreacted there because they were like, well, you know, if grandma starts using Percocet, she's going to seek it in any way that she can. She's going to hit the streets, and then it's going to be mixed with fentanyl. What? Your grandmother can't get out of bed unless she has some medication to help her with her severe, crippling pain. That's what it's for. And drugs like Percocet have existed for 100 years. They're cheap. Oh, that's the problem. There's no profit motive to prescribe them. No profit motive. We're going to let grandma writhe in pain, become delirious, and then she might, in fact, seek street drugs. But she's not going to go get them herself. And this is the issue with marijuana and truck drivers. They don't want truck drivers to use anything because it can test positive 6 months later. Is it going to impair their driving? Probably much less than coffee. How do you feel? 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Now, in sports, there are only two football teams I know anything about. I know about the Jaguars with Trevor Lawrence, and they lost. And I know about the Cleveland Browns relative to my relatives, and they, not surprisingly, lost. That's all I know about sports. My name's Walter Sterling, live on a Sunday night. The show is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hula, Muskegon, Michigan. Exotic dancer serves our first responders. People are upset. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Stick around. Coming up on Florida Stories. You know, an eye for an eye. We've got a daughter for a daughter. You can have your own privately owned classic fire truck. And while Xanax and NyQuil sound like fun, it's not recommended for four-year-olds. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's all coming up on Florida Stories.
This is Muskegon, Michigan's Velo Hool. Is that a hatchet in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? The people of Walmart! Later, Sterling at Night.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. When we found out what was really causing the power to go out in the bathroom, we were shocked. Details coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
It's coming to Atlantic City, and I'm worried. This is Brad, the old-fashioned radio talk host. I'll explain later on Sterling on Sunday.
It makes me so incredibly happy to share with you information about MyPillow products. Now, when you go to the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com, you'll be amazed at all the stuff they have. They have pet beds, throw blankets, beautiful. Oh, my favorite is they have these mattress cushions. It's like 4 inches of heaven on top of your mattress. But right now I'm going to talk with you about Giza Dream Sheets, made from the Giza Plateau cotton. Giza Plateau cotton. That's the finest cotton in the world. It's the cotton they make premium dress shirts out of. And now you can get it in sheets. When you slip into the Giza Dream Sheets, when you slip into those sheets, it'll feel like you're in a five-star hotel every time. It'll feel like you're in the most, your richest friend's bedroom. That special feeling when you get into one of those beds, you got to try it. Giza Dream Sheets. You get it at MyPillow, 800-844-0876. Yeah, I know it's a Sunday night. It doesn't matter. They're so courteous that they have somebody waiting to talk to you right now to answer every single question you might have about Giza Dream Sheets. The colors are insane. Rose, red, black, white, beige. You imagine a color, they've got it. Here's the number, 800-844-0876. 800-844-0876. And when you call in, you say, Walter! And when you say Walter, 50 bucks comes right off the price. No mail back coupon, no waiting around months to get a refund. No. Instantly, the second you say, Walter! The price goes down. 800-844-0876. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets, queen size, 50 bucks off.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, good evening. I'm Walter Sterling. I want to share with you information about the two things you are interested in. Number one, you want to run your own business and be your own boss. Good idea. And number two, you want to do it in the digital space. Brilliant idea. How do you combine the two? Your significant other doesn't want you spending all that money to start a business. Good news. Most of the work has been done for you. Invest in a franchise opportunity called Social Indoor. What's Social Indoor? Social Indoor sells you exclusive territories within your neighborhood, within your town, and you get access to the best restrooms in the city. Wait, restrooms? What the heck's that? They install premium computer monitors. And what that means is that you'll be able to sell whatever you want to sell onto those monitors. Get all the information. SocialIndoor.com. This is not an offering, which can only be made by a formal prospectus. Get it at SocialIndoor.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Johnny Depp.
If there is a dialogue between two people, both people need to speak, but there was no way to fit a word in.
Lunatic! Walking around a Walmart parking lot in Texarkana, Texas. 25-year-old Jerry Tony apparently had a hatchet in his pants, which seems to me to be a tad bit dangerous, but again, maybe not for him. So Tony was running around looking for a pickup truck to steal. And let me tell you, he found one, a black Dodge pickup truck in the Walmart parking lot. And yeah, he was on the way to craziness. Apparently also was running around a movie theater in the area as well. He was yelling at people with words that you could not understand and bizarre behavior. Well, bizarre behavior starts with having a hatchet in your pants. Caused some concern. And a good citizen, a good customer from Walmart called 911, as you should. Anytime you encounter anyone, no matter if it's not at Walmart, with a hatchet in their pants, best to call 911 and let our police sort out the issue. Jerry Tony in jail, hopefully 5150. God bless this man. Maybe he can straighten out his life. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool for Sterling at Night.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. You know, we're up to episode 151, and someone reached out to me and asked, is there anything that can still shock me? Is there any of these stories that after doing this for 4+ years and 150 episodes, is there anything I read that makes me go, wow, oh my God, that is crazy? And the answer is yes, every week. It never ends. And I submit to you one day, long after you and I are both gone and we have been returned to the earth, and in 100 years from now, when no one knows that we ever existed, there will still be every day absolutely bat guano crazy things going on in Florida. There could be volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, meteors falling from the sky, and Florida will still be crazy. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going to Jupiter Inlet. It's just north of West Palm Beach, a little town called Jupiter, and where the Atlantic Ocean busts in through the coast of Florida, where they recently held a barge parade in support of DeSantis slash Trump slash, I don't know if those guys are even on the same team yet, but I appreciate your enthusiasm. The thing that grabbed my attention, though, is there's this one privately owned gigantic barge that they showed with 5 fire trucks on there. And I was thinking, what if there's a fire? No, no, no. Don't worry about it. These are 5 privately owned fire trucks. These are decommissioned, previously used classic fire trucks. And I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And all of a sudden, I'm 9 years old again, and I want a fire truck. How much is a fire truck these days? I would just take it to work. Wouldn't it be cool to drop off the kids at school in a fire truck? I want one. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Stay tuned. Part 2 of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
The brilliant James Parker. What an honor to have James Parker with us doing Florida Stories. My phone number is live. It's 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I feel very strongly that almost every drug law there is draconian and crazy. You should be able to do whatever you want. David, you're on Sterling on Sunday. Hi, David.
Hi, Walter. I had a question. I listened to Jim Bohannon. And he mentioned you as a thank you. He retired Friday night. He has medical conditions. And I was wondering how you knew of him.
Thank you very much for your call, David. Jim Bohannon often asked me to fill in for him when he was on vacation or took a couple nights off. It was always an honor. I had the best time doing that 3 hours. And he is a gentleman. Now, the problem with filling in for Jim Bohannon is that I have this voice. Jim has this voice. Jim's voice is like this. And you will always sound like a cartoon next to Jim Bohannon. Yes, he's retiring after God knows how long. He took over that show from Larry King. He's a good guy. In fact, we're both on KDKA. Welcome to KDKA. All right, what have we got? So that's how I feel. I feel that no drugs should be illegal. They should be available through a pharmacist in some situations, available from your doctor. But you realize that to this day, there are legitimate, real doctors who are prescribing drugs that are so heavily monitored that if they prescribe one too many, they go to jail. That's crazy. Because the relationship between painkillers and patients should be 100% between the patient and the doctor. Not between the patient, the doctor, and some hack in a state legislature who has not suffered through 12 years of medical school, who has not suffered through an internship, a residency, performed surgery, has no idea. The other thing about this is that everybody's perception of pain is different. And to say, well, you can only give this drug for 5 days. That's insane. The other thing that's not considered, and I won't go on about this, but I'm damn sure about it. The other thing is that addiction is not a mathematical equation. There are people who can take a drug or wine or beer every day forever and are in fact not addicted. There are other people who can take it 3 or 4 times and they're addicted. It has to do with body chemistry. It has to do with brain wiring. And forgive me, it has to do with spirituality. There are many factors involved. But to make a stupid state law, and they're different in every state, you realize. Every state has different rules about this that are untested, unproven. But I'll tell you one that's amazing. The CDC, the sacred CDC, says, listen carefully, of prescription painkillers that are prescribed, 0.6% of people who use them abuse them. Only 0.6%. 1 out of 10 people who have their first beer today will have a problem the rest of their life. But 0.6% of people who take a prescription medication for pain are going to have a problem. That's it. That's the sacred CDC. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Coming up, we're going to talk about fun things such as what's happening in the Bering Straits in Alaska is terrifying. And I'll share that with you. Plus, later on at midnight, you're going to hear the spookiest airplane story imaginable. Haunted airplanes. A real thing from a real captain. My number is 888-688-9258. The show is Sterling on Sunday. I'm Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Jerry Springer.
Well, Jerry, can you hear me?
I can't hear anything.
I'm a little concerned about this. Hi, I'm Brad. Did you see where Atlantic City is going to allow gambling? Just like Las Vegas. But will this open the floodgates? Right now I have to go down to the corner to meet Slippery Stan. He puts your choice of numbers down for the big Saturday lottery. He'll also take your money on horse races and football games. Okay, maybe it's a little shady, but what if other states see the money Stan's making and decide to begin their own lotteries? Small business people like Stan will be looking for work. What do you think? I'll open the phones after the news and the weather, brought to you by RCA Victor Stereo.
Shimmering sound. Sweeping sound. New dimensions in sound. This is new RCA Victor Total Sound Stereo in magnificent new cabinets. With RCA Victor's new record changer. Triple amplifier for more music power. Brilliant AM/FM radio. And RCA Victor Total Sound Stereo has the most beautiful cabinets you've ever seen, with styles to fit any living room. Ask your RCA Victor dealer to demonstrate new Total Sound Stereo. RCA, the most trusted name in sound.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. If you watched the San Diego Padres beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night, you saw that it actually rains in Southern California. Well, that system is moving east and will bring wet weather to parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and west and southern Texas over the next few days. Aside from that, partly cloudy and seasonably mild out west. Highs in the 80s in Las Vegas, 70s for Sacramento tomorrow, and then low 80s for the rest of the week. Portland, Oregon might set some record highs the next few days before the next storm out in the Pacific Ocean brings cooler temperatures and rain by next weekend. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, moments ago, we had Harvey Leeds on, and Harvey Leeds, a record executive of note, has decided to get honest, and he's putting up online videos with his reviews of bagel shops and bagels wherever he goes, mostly in the Northeast, and he reviews them on a certain set of criteria: crunch, freshness, whether or not it's sweetened, which he hates, all sorts of criteria. And then he reviews them online, and it's called Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K, Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K. And they're hysterical. Short, sweet, people enjoy them, all that. He wanted to leave this message. He wanted to plug people subscribing to Bagel Talk on YouTube and spread the bagel love. Okay, that's nice, Harvey, but I noticed that you were wearing a sweatshirt, a Bagel Talk sweatshirt. And I think that Sterling on Sunday should have one of those Bagel Talk sweatshirts. And in fact, if you provide me with one, I will give it away to a Sterling on Sunday Midnight Misfit. It'll be a prize for you. Because unlike a lot of scum that I know, I don't like get a guitar and then another guitar, and I get Paul McCartney to sign two guitars, and I give away one at my kid's school auction and keep another for myself. No, I don't do that. If I get a gift from an advertiser or a promoter, I give it to you, because that's what it was meant for, and I love to give you gifts. My phone number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Then we're going through the pile of complaints. Let me find this complaint here. It's very important to go through the complaints. Ready? Okay. Hi, Walter. How are you? Been trying to call for the last few weeks, and no one answers. A couple guys used to know that it was me when they would answer. Did I do or say something that offended you or them? For you not to take my calls, let me know. Seems quite odd. A listener in Pittsburgh. No. The minute a call comes in, it should be answered in a fever, with great courtesy and professionalism. Everything I know about how a listener call should be answered, I learned from, you ready for this? I'm so embarrassed and ashamed to admit it. Years ago, a Soviet Union spokesperson was on a public television show. I don't know what the hell I was doing watching public television, but he was a flack for the Soviet Union. I'll think of his name in a second, but he was a flack for the Soviet Union. He was on TV all the time in the 80s, all the freaking time. And I had two questions to ask him, because the interviewer was not asking key questions. He was asking him questions that no political press person could truly answer. He was asking professional political questions about the political fate of the Soviet Union. This guy was a press hack. He didn't know anything about the policy or why, but I knew there were two things he did know. I called up, and this is what happened when I called in. The person answering the phone said, thank you very much for calling. What question would you like to ask? And I asked the question. And then she said, hold on. She picked up the phone and said, say it faster. And I did. She said, hold on. She picked up the phone again and said, say it faster. And she rehearsed me. She rehearsed me before I could get on the air. And she knew exactly what I was going to say. So she knew what order to put it in. I was blown away. I was very impressed. And I'm not easily impressed. I'm from New Jersey. And I know beauty pageant winners from New Jersey. And I know pizza. And I know Taylor's ham. Those are all the things you know is from New Jersey. Blah, blah. Okay. This is what I asked the political press person from the Soviet Union. This was before the fall of things. I said to the political press person of communist Soviet Union, I said, here are my questions. Do you get raises? I was under the impression that under communism, all of you were supposed to be paid the same. And the host even said, whoa, what a great question. And I'm thinking, well, where were you? Why didn't you ask that question? Why didn't you do your job? And the political hack said, yes, we get raises. We are reviewed on a regular basis, and we can get races. I'm like, whoa, okay, we never knew that, because in third grade we were taught, under communism, everybody's paid the same, individuality is discouraged, but here's this guy who gets races. And the other thing I said to him was, I said, do they review your interviews? Do they go over these tapes with you to make sure you're carrying the party line, that you're saying what's supposed to be said? And it was interesting. He said, no, nobody in Moscow goes over these tapes, but we have embassies all over the United States. They do watch what I say. Have you ever gotten in trouble? Yes, my travel privileges were taken away for 2 years when I criticized the Soviet government's position on the war in Afghanistan. I'm like, whoa, this is great stuff. Why didn't the host do their job? Why didn't the host do their job? Inevitably, professional hosts on public television try to elevate these hack guests to knowing knowledge that they couldn't possibly know. But count on me, Walter M. Sterling, count on me to know the real questions that should be asked. It's 44 past the hour, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, it's Dan Gaffney. When we found out what was really causing the power to go out in the bathroom, we were shocked. Details coming up on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Vila Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. Exotic dancer serves our first responders. People are upset. Details later. Strippers on the loose. Sterling at night.
Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency is owned by Michael Doucette in Minneapolis. When he heard Sterling on Sunday, he immediately got involved. He said, this is a show that can move product. Walter, your relationship with the listener is remarkable. I need to be part of the show. Every single ad you hear on this show is thanks to Northern Ad Agency, because he heard something here that he knew would move product, and he knows how to move your product. He knows how to put feet on the floor of your business. Whether you own one retail store or a huge industry, he can get customers to you. Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency. They're based in Minneapolis. Well, right there, that tells you everything. They're not wasting money on catered affairs in Brooklyn. They're not wasting money on Madison Avenue or Beverly Hills. They're investing money in your business. Their leadership team is comprised of experts in digital advertising. And digital advertising is where you need to be if you want to move product today. Instagram, Facebook, that's where you move product. But how do you know how to do that? Well, you don't. You don't have to. You know how to run your business. Northern Ad Agency knows how to bring customers to you thanks to digital advertising. That's their expertise. Northern Ad Agency does not accept every advertiser. They do not accept every brand. They only accept ones that they are sure they can help, that they are sure that they can bring business to them. Get the information. Go to northernadagency.com. Look for Michael Doucette. Northernadagency.com. This is a solid Midwest, Minneapolis-based company. Again, they have no interest in winning awards. Their interest is in helping you gain clients. Northern Ad Agency. Get the information at northernadagency.com.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Al Bundy.
I don't want to have sex. You're my wife, for God's sake.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. All right, for our next Florida story, this is the dumbest thing you're going to hear all day. We're in Nassau County. So there's a road rage incident. Somebody cut somebody else off. And what we have here is a 35-year-old Florida man in a black Dodge Ram with five people inside, and 43-year-old Florida man in a gray Nissan Murano with three people inside. A witness described it as a cat-and-mouse game where the guys rolled down the windows and were shouting at each other. A plastic water bottle was thrown from the Ram into the Nissan Murano. The driver of the Nissan then grabbed his .45 and fired a shot at the truck and then tried to drive away at a high rate of speed. The one single bullet that he fired went into the right rear passenger door of the Ram and struck the Florida man's 5-year-old daughter in the legs. So now he's furious, and he chases down the Nissan that sped away. So now that he realizes his daughter has been shot, he grabs his Glock 9mm and began firing with his left hand out the driver's side window. So driving and shooting at the same time. Florida man aims his gun at the Nissan while he passes and just pulls the trigger until it goes click. After he emptied the magazine, probably 7, maybe 8 rounds if he already had one chambered. And a strange case of cosmic balance, Florida style, he hits that Florida man's 14-year-old daughter in the back. Now, both children that have been shot are going to be fine. Cops start swarming the situation. They pull over. They get in a brief fight, but cops break it up. Good news is both of the daughters are going to be fine, even though their dads are absolute idiots. Hold my beer. Stay tuned. Today's third installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Subscribe to the Florida Stories podcast and get past episodes at waltersterlingshow.com. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, my Midnight Misfits, we have a spectacular website created by Lee Harris and James Copeland. The address is waltersterlingshow.com. WalterSterlingShow.com. You can find out everything you wanted to know about Florida Stories. You can hear our podcasts, which are called Midnight Misfits, which is misspelled. We misspell it because we don't fit in. And a lot of background about me. All right. You're on Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Tony, hi.
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Well, I'm indoors. I'm sober. I'm looking forward to going to Bermuda at some point in my life when I can afford to get to the airport.
You have perfect shorts for there?
I have pink shorts.
Well, I got a little cold, so please excuse my voice.
My beautiful daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, has a cold as well, but she spent the day watching Bagel Talk videos. She's 10 years old, and she was watching the Bagel Talk videos made by Harvey Leeds, and she loved them. She was mesmerized by them, and that means somebody at your mental level would also enjoy them.
Yeah, I missed that show. I got to see our Steelers win, though, today for a change. So
I don't know anything.
That.
Listen to me. I don't know anything about football. I don't know what a down is. I don't know what those flags are. I only know two things. The Browns will lose, and one day I want to come back, and one day I want to come back looking like Trevor Lawrence. Those are the only two things I know.
Sounds reasonable.
Thank you.
Well, along the lines of marijuana and its usage and different things, I'm not a fan. I smoked it last when I was 19, so that was 36 years ago. Never liked it. Hate the smell. And I just don't like, I don't dislike people in general, but I don't like the attitudes of the people that use it regularly. Now, contrary to that, or am I saying that right? Contrary to that, if you use it for medical purposes, and let's say you're a truck driver, that is a very unfair rule that they have. Now, if you just use it recreationally, obviously it's probably not, you're not going to go months and months without having it in your system. So it may be a reasonable rule. But, you know, if you're using it for medical reasons, I'm all for it.
If you're a truck driver, the odds are you have vicious sciatica pain, vicious lower back pain.
Sure.
And it is a reasonable abatement to that pain. And the problem with painkillers in the United States of America is they have a moral tone to them. They're somehow a moral issue first and a medical solution second. Somehow or another, you're committing a moral crime. And I appreciate your call, and I thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-9258. Coming up, it's Halloween, and I have the best ghost story for you coming up in 20 minutes. You will love this story because it's true. This is a ghost story that actually happened. And here's another scary fact. You know when you go to an overpriced buffet, one of the things they always have are giant crab claws, those big giant crab claws that you don't really know how to crack open politely. You kind of hope no one's looking at you when you're trying to open them. Well, guess what? Alaska snow crab season has been canceled for the first time ever as officials investigate the disappearance of an estimated 1 billion crabs in the last 2 years. That's a 90% drop in their overall population, 90%.
It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenny's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel. I watch a lot of cable news.
Now, hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
I don't think we're going to come to a conclusion about the topic right here. What I do wonder,
well, I
though, is
we're
when
not,
you
because
see...
Because you wouldn't allow it to happen on CNN, but I'm happy
well,
that I got on the air and got a chance to talk to your viewers. Hello, everybody.
There is no
global warming.
What I do wonder is when you see the government, when you see NASA, when you see other institutions...
The great Mike, the great John Cole.
Through a Hardee's drive-thru. We pull around the back and we're just about going through... We pull through the drive-thru, they take the order. We pull up and she says, pull ahead, you know, because they had to make the order. The order wasn't done. We pull ahead and a car comes perpendicular and parks like a little ways in front of us, and I've been around the block, and I said to my buddy, I said, that's either a bad guy or it's FBI. I said that straight up.
He's been around the block. Coming up in just seconds, the best ghost story you could ever imagine. My name's Walter Sterling, coast to coast at 57 minutes past the hour. You can write to me at any time. It's Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. We're going to have fun tonight. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. Mid-October weather this week is generally warmer in the nation's west, unsettled and colder in the Midwest, spreading eastward by midweek. Lows in Minneapolis, St. Paul in the 20s the next few nights. 30s common around Chicagoland at night. Upper 40s during the day. We'll start the week with a chance of rain showers in New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, Boston, and Syracuse, but drier and cooler weather by Tuesday into Wednesday. New York sees 60s on Monday, but with highs only in the 50s Tuesday through Thursday. Temperatures will rebound towards next weekend with a good opportunity for traveling and viewing some fall foliage, or in weather talk, that's changing leaves colors. This is Dr. Dave Iser, meteorologist, with weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-9258. That's my number. You are a midnight misfit. D. Wells, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson. Welcome, the Datz family. We have not heard from the Datz family in a while. John Kelly, who's in another country, you are the Midnight Misfits. If you'd like an official Midnight Misfit card, which explains what you must do as a misfit and what qualifies you as a misfit, send me an email, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. We will mail it to you. But here's the weird thing. Most of the emails I get for this, I'm not kidding you, most of the emails I get for this don't give me a snail mail address. There's nothing I can do. I'm not going to send you a card over email. Let's be logical. Send me your snail mail address. No one's going to bother you again. I'm not going to come to your door and knock on it. Just send me your snail mail address, and we will mail it to you with a decoder card. It will have secret decodes on it, decodes, and I will give you secret messages in this hour, and it'll be a laugh riot. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Now, coming up, we have Chef Drew. He's one of those guys who is a chef on those fancy yachts like you see on Below Deck on TV. He'll be with us at 35 past the hour to share with us a celebrity sighting story and some idea of how he manages to cook while the ocean is going back and forth and back and forth. And coming up at 16 past the hour, I've got a great ghost story for you from a real airline pilot. Now, before I went on the air tonight, I was obsessed with this theme, the theme from Falcon Crest. Falcon Crest was my show of choice on Friday nights. It was my date. I would have cappellini, ragu tomato sauce. I'd cut up pieces of mozzarella cheese, melt it in the tomato sauce, and I would fry ground beef. Throw it into the tomato sauce, and that was my dinner on Friday nights, almost every Friday night for the, 20 or 30 years before I got married. And then I'd watch Falcon Crest. There's this cool video which shows what I'm watching now, all of the guest stars that were ever on Falcon Crest. And I'm like, okay, a lot of them made sense. They'd be the people you'd expect, the celebrities of the 90s and 80s that you would expect, including Jonathan Frakes, who was number one on Jean-Luc Picard's Star Trek. But there's Theodore Bickel. What the heck is Theodore Bickel doing on Falcon Crest? What the heck was his role on Falcon Crest? But there he was. Also, a very odd casting. As best I can tell, over all the guest stars, they had one African-American over the many years, Roscoe Lee Brown. The video behind him, the backdrop when they show Roscoe Lee Brown, is the only time we see the skyline of New York City. The rest of the time, it's all San Francisco and Los Angeles. But there's Roscoe Lee Brown over the skyline of New York City. Who else do they have here? Let's see. They have a priest, Bob Curtis, and Bradford Dillman, a couple of people you don't know. But the likely suspects, the likely suspects for guest starring on Falcon Crest. But this was the best show. Andrew Dugan. And then when they were done with Falcon Crest, they'd go and be on the Love Boat. And then they'd be on Fantasy Island. It was a whole circuit of guest starring work in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. But I mentioned this to you before. This is so weird. I realized as I was watching this video of the opening of Falcon Crest, every celebrity they ever had on the show over 9 seasons, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I dated a woman, an actress, who was on Falcon Crest. I had one date with her. And I'm such a genius that I had one date with her. What was the problem? She was lovely, professional, kind, well-dressed. There was nothing wrong with her. What was the problem? Me. I was the problem. I wanted to stick to the secretarial pool. No, I don't want to be too challenged. I don't want anyone who has a better pension than I have. I don't want anyone with an after or SAG pension. She was so nice. Mariska Hargitay was a guest star on Falcon Crest. This was quite a show. All right, coming up in just seconds, you're going to hear the ghost story about an Eastern Airlines plane from an airline pilot that'll scare the bejesus out of you. I'm Walter Sterling. Happy Halloween. This is Sterling on Sunday.
There is a great feeling that you get when you slip into the bed at an expensive five-star hotel, or when you visit a rich friend's house and you get under those sheets between the covers and it's, oh my gosh, this is insane. 800-844-0876. What's that number? That's the number you call so you can have that feeling. 800-844-0876. That is the phone number for MyPillow. And right now, MyPillow is having a special sale on their Giza Dream Sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets. Made from Giza cotton, the finest cotton on earth. From the Giza Plateau. Expensive dress shirts are made from Giza cotton. You can get it in every color you can imagine. These sheets are available in an astonishing array of colors. But the most important part is when you call 800-844-0876 and you say, Walter, when you use my name, $50 comes off the price. $50. It goes from $89.95 to $39.95. That's right. $50 just for saying, Walter! That's all you got to do. 800-844-0876. You can't imagine the colors. It's not just grandmother white or grandmother beige. No, you can get them in black and red and electric blue. It's stunning. Imagine sending your kid back to college with black sheets. Suddenly your kid will be cool for the first time ever. Call 800-844-0876. Find out about the Giza Dream Sheets in the queen size. You say, my name, Walter, and the price drops from $89.95 to $39.95. $50 off these premium sheets. 800-844-0876. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets.
Sterling on Sunday.
I know you've always wanted to work for yourself, and you know the future is in digital, the digital media. Now you get to combine them. There's a company called Social Indoor. Social Indoor is a franchise company. And when you invest in this company, you get a territory that's all yours. This territory is the finest restrooms in your area. As many areas as you want to invest. Well, what do they do for you in a restroom? It sounds kind of sketchy. Here's what they do. They install premium, beautiful computer monitors. And on those monitors go advertising that you have sold to local businesses. On those monitors goes advertising that will be of interest to your customer base in your city. Get the information. Socialindoor.com. Find out everything you need to know about this incredible franchise opportunity, which can only be made by a formal prospectus. Get the information at socialindoor.com.
Talk Radio 1210 wants you to know it's time to make the upcoming holidays happier for less fortunate children. Help the United States Marine Corps in their 75th annual Toys for Tots campaign. Go to toysfortots.org. Blood supplies are critically low, so now's the time to give blood. It's safe, easy, and quick, and a single donation can help save up to 3 lives. Donate now, redcrossblood.org. And PhilAbundance is the region's largest hunger relief organization, serving more than 90,000 people a week, almost a third children. Help feed those in need at philabundance.org.
Close your eyes. It's time to discover what starting and growing your own business feels like. Whether your business is bedsheets or skincare, Shopify's with you every step of the way. Now, open your eyes. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Sign up for a free trial at shopify.com/odysseyfree. shopify.com/odysseyfree.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Alana Haim.
Now when I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guide. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not do the things that you want me to.
Well, howdy. I'm J.J. Wilson, and this is Drive Through Brew, the radio series that takes a deep dive into the shallow lives of young Jake and his manager, two guys who sell beer and snacks at a drive-through. Well, it's a big day for the manager, but is anyone impressed? Sadly, no. Let's listen.
Morning, Mr. Manager. How come you're wearing a tie and a fancy shirt?
I don't know. I just thought I should look decent if anybody came by and recognized me. my picture's on the front page of the newspaper today.
What paper?
You know, the free paper that they pass out at banks and store lobbies and places.
Never seen it. How come you're in it, though?
Well, believe it or not, I was named Rotarian of the Year last Sunday.
What's a Rotarian?
Never mind. Here comes somebody. Come on. Good morning. What can we get for you today?
You look familiar somehow. Do I know you?
Well, actually, my picture's in the...
Not you. Your sidekick there. Didn't I see your picture on Instagram?
Yeah.
Don't you play the chainsaw murderer in the haunted house across town?
That's me.
Man, you're famous. I hear you're the creepiest guy in the whole place. Can I snap a picture with you?
Is Jake destined for local fame as a creepy chainsaw murderer? And will anyone recognize the manager from his picture in the freebie newspaper? Listen next week for this pitiful exchange.
What are you doing?
I'm hanging my newspaper picture on the wall.
Cool. Can I hang a picture of me and my chainsaw?
No!
That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
But the most famous aviation ghost story is probably the one that's following Eastern Airlines Flight 401, who crashed into the swamps of the Everglades. It's believed that the TriStar crew, which was a three-man crew, was fixated on a small indication of a fault with its landing gear when one of the crew accidentally pushed the yoke of the aircraft, which sent the aircraft out of altitude hold and into a shallow descent. And when the crew realized that it was descending, it was too late, and the aircraft just crashed into the Everglades, killing most of the people on board. After the crash, Eastern Airlines decided to salvage some of the parts and install them as spares into its existing TriStar fleet. And it was when they did that, that the ghosts started appearing. There has been more than 20 different eyewitness accounts of very, very lifelike apparitions of the flight crew on board, specifically the aircraft's flight engineer, who on one occasion, one of the cabin crew on a flight carrying spares from the downed aircraft, saw a flight engineer who was working on the galley oven. And when she asked him about what he was doing, he said that you have to be careful with this one. It might catch fire. And then just vanish in front of her eyes. And sure enough, only 2 days later, there was a fire breaking out in that very oven. Later on, she had, by seeing pictures of the downed flight crew, she could identify the flight engineer. On a different occasion, a female passenger got absolutely hysterical after having tried to strike up a conversation with the gentleman sitting next to her, dressed in a flight uniform. But when she started to talk to him, he just turned to her and vanished in thin air. And it was not just in front of her, it was in front of a lot of the other passengers and at least one crew member as well.
Happy Halloween. A real pilot telling you a real ghost story. 22 past the hour. My phone number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That is almost as scary as actually flying on an airplane today. One of the most terrifying things that ever happened to me was I was sitting next to somebody who felt that they had the right to more than one seat. And they had this right because they were very fat. Now, they didn't pay for two seats, did they? No, they paid for one seat. I paid for one seat, but they felt the right to occupy two seats. And worse than that, when they were sitting next to me, very fat, their butt crack was revealed to me any time I looked at them. It was as though I had a professional plumber with me through the whole trip. There was the butt crack. It was a woman. There was nothing exotic or erotic about this. I got so annoyed that I finally said to her, "Could you please sit up? I don't want to share my seat with you. I'm married." And she goes, "No, I have a right to sit here. I have a right to sit any way I want. I paid for this seat." I said, "Yes, I paid for my seat too, but I don't want to share a seat with you." She would not adjust herself. She would not adjust herself to become modest and kind and sweet and thoughtful. It was horrible. But this is on the long list of horrors, hauntings, that I've experienced on airplanes. I'm going to tell you something you won't believe. A long time ago, it was legal to smoke on airplanes. You could smoke cigarettes, cigars, and pipes on an airplane. At some point, they started to segregate it so that smokers had to be in one section, non-smokers in another. There was a guy across the aisle from me, and I was smoking a pipe, which smelled wonderful. There was a guy across the aisle from me in a green leisure suit. Hold that thought, a green leisure suit. And he called the flight attendant over and said to the flight attendant, "Oh, would you please tell him that his pipe offends me?" And she said to me, your pipe offends him." And I said, "Would you please tell him that his leisure suit offends me?" "Oh, I can't do that. I couldn't do that." Well, it all used to be worse. The smoking became an issue. Finally, enough people complained and whined that it only became legal to smoke on the way to France. Everything's fine on the way to France. You get drunk out of your mind. You can smoke out of your mind. But now, in of all places, one of the few places where it's still okay to smoke while you're having a good time is Las Vegas, KXNT, our affiliate in Las Vegas, KXNT. The casino operators, the people at the blackjack tables, the dealers, they want to outlaw smoking. Now, smoking is illegal in Las Vegas in the state of Nevada, except outdoors and in casinos. The casino workers want it to be outlawed, period. One of the reasons it hasn't been outlawed is the casinos invested a tremendous amount of money on super-duper ventilation systems that suck that smoke right out. It's better than being in the fresh air. They have thought about it. They've accommodated it. No problem. But that's not enough. The casino dealers, the people who work in casinos, they want to kill whatever joy we have left, because if you spend any time in a casino, you will have no fun. All your money will be taken away. You'll be given watered-down drinks. You'll be chastised if you don't spend enough money and ask for a watered-down drink. It's really not a lot of fun anymore. It was a lot better when the boys ran the casinos. That was a lot more fun. Now big corporations run the casinos, and they're humorless by definition. Now the casino workers, their union, wants to ban smoking in the casinos after the casinos have invested millions of dollars on high-impact ventilation systems to take the smoke out, to keep the air fresh. You walk into a casino, you're not going to see any smoke in the air. Only like one casino made it illegal. Like, I think it was the MGM Grand made it illegal. Every other casino, no problem. I think that's crazy. I never smoked cigarettes. I don't care if a guy sitting next to me is smoking a cigarette. I actually sort of like the smell. I'm not convinced that there's such a thing as secondhand smoke, just like I'm not convinced there's any good thing as secondhand shoes. There's no upside to getting secondhand shoes. There's no upside to secondhand smoke. It doesn't exist. Stop with your whining. That's how I feel. In a casino, a place that's supposed to be dirty fun, you should be able to have a dirty smoke. My number is 888-688-9258. You, at KXNT, you, how do you feel about this? I'm right. There should be no laws against casino smoking. There should be no laws against drinking in a casino. And there should be no laws against hookers in a casino, male or female. I don't discriminate. Anybody who wants to exercise their vice needs should be able to do so in a casino in Las Vegas, where it's all legal. Please note they want you to lose track of sanity. That's why there are no clocks in a casino. There's no clock in a casino. There's no sunlight in a casino. You look around. What time is it? What, you can't tell. They do that on purpose so that you lose track of your moral compass, which is maintained by the sun and the clock. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. We have a lot more excitement for you. Oh, this is what I wanted to tell you. I keep getting calls about this. You heard about this great feature, these great videos done by Harvey Leeds. These are called Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K. You see it on YouTube, Bagel Talk, T-A-W-K. He has gone around the country. He's reviewing restaurants and bakeries that make bagels. He'll let you know which ones are really good, which ones are not. And he's concluded that the worst bagel you can get is at Dunkin' Donuts. Believe it or not, my daughter Dorothy and I found a good donut, a good bagel at Dunkin' Donuts in North Jersey. Of course in North Jersey, because they're near the epicenter of great bagels, great pizza, great Chinese. They're in the vibes of Manhattan. That's why they had great bagels. Let's you and I talk. I'm live at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday.
At races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a... 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 I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
I believe in you. Just four simple words, but to a child in need, they mean the world. I believe in you means you have potential. You are special. You matter. When you become a child sponsor with Save the Children, you're saying, I believe in you. You are smart. You're capable. You will overcome obstacles that most can't imagine. Your sponsorship says to a child, I believe that you deserve a successful start to life and a solid foundation to build upon. I believe you're worthy of good nutrition, quality health care, and the opportunity that education unlocks. Becoming a Save the Children sponsor sends a powerful message of support. It says, I am here for you, to lift you up, to cheer you on, and to celebrate your success. Because when you believe in a child, you empower them to believe in themselves. I believe in you. Just four simple words that can bring hope, that can change a life. Visit sponsor.savethechildren.org today and tell a child in need, I believe in you.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Oh, no.
Every single time.
Now we're getting killed.
Yeah, well, Kyle's not here.
How come?
Kicked off the team. Didn't Tim tell you? Kyle and some other kids got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Come on, it's a first offense, right?
That we know of. But why should that matter? He knew not to drink. I've made it clear to Matt, that's what we expect from him. What have you said to Tim?
Nothing really. You know, a lot of kids try it at this age, so I...
Yeah, well, a lot of kids don't try it too. I'm not saying that Matt's gonna be this perfect kid, but if I don't tell him what we expect and why he shouldn't drink, how's he gonna know?
You think kids that age really listen?
They never admit it, Bill, but they hear more than you think.
Talk. They hear you. For more information about talking with kids about underage drinking, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by the words of Long John Nebel.
It contains a circus act by the name of the Flying Fools.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Miami to Mendocino. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. If you watched the San Diego Padres beat the Los Angeles Dodgers last night, you saw that it actually rains in Southern California. Well, that system is moving east and will bring wet weather to parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and west and southern Texas over the next few days. Aside from that, partly cloudy and seasonably mild out west. Highs in the 80s in Las Vegas, 70s for Sacramento tomorrow, and then low 80s for the rest of the week. Portland, Oregon might set some record highs the next few days before the next storm out in the Pacific Ocean brings cooler temperatures and rain by next weekend. This is meteorologist Dr. Dave Iser. We've got weather reports at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, Dan Gaffney here.
And Becky Gaffney.
We were shocked this week when we found out the reason why the ground fault outlet in the downstairs bathroom kept not working. I bought a new outlet. I thought it was bad. So I got another new outlet, and that one didn't work. And we found out the reason why.
So we have a lot of kids. Obviously, you know that. We have 8 of them. 5 of them are boys. And if you know anything about little boys in the bathroom is that sometimes when they stand up to go, they miss.
Let's just say our 6-year-old was peeing in the outlet.
Peeing directly into the outlet.
And that causes the ground fault to go bad. So when I replaced the ground fault outlet, there was still moisture in the other outlet in the same loop.
All right, and let me just say, he was not intentionally peeing into the outlet either.
He may have been intentionally peeing into the outlet.
I know that's not what he was doing. Because there, okay, this is gross, but I'm going to share. When you have a lot of little boys, there are a lot of little mistakes and a lot of little messes. And mommy, for many years, knows where those messes are going to be because where the misses end up are generally in the same spot. It's a very small bathroom. And when you stand on one side, if you miss, it's going off the other side. And basically, behind the other side, toward the back of the toilet, there's an outlet. Weird place for an outlet, I know, but it's there. I don't think he was intentionally peeing into it, dear.
Problem solved. Covered the outlet with those safety
baby-proofing outlet covers.
In other news, keeping me from some of the bigger projects around the house, the water heater went bad this week. People say, Dan, why don't you just call a plumber to fix it? Well, it was a $13 thermostat versus, what, a couple of $100 for a plumber, so I had to spend time doing that this week.
Easy fix, and the next time we do anything with the water heater, we're replacing it, because we have one that's big enough for 3 hot showers.
And we need 8 when we all get ready, is that what you're saying?
Right, and I'm usually the last one to get a shower, so basically I just stand there with ice cubes hitting me in the face.
That's this week's update. Dan Gaffney.
And Becky Gaffney.
For Sterling on Sunday.
The Nevada Clean Air Act outlaws smokers indoors, with the exception of tobacco stores, strip clubs, private residences, some standalone bars, and of course casinos. And now the casino union workers, they want to ban smoking in the casinos, which I think is so stupid. Those casinos were built with smokers in mind. That's why they have high-powered ventilation systems. If it's safe as being on the top of a mountain. My number is 888-688-9258. I am Walter M. Sterling. I love to talk to you. This is our Midnight Misfit time. Just you and me. John, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
I was listening to you about the relevant use of or treatment of the news from Russia and the United States, and I think it's just the opposite. I was brought up under both a religious and secular rabid anti-communist propaganda. And I believed it for about 15 years until I started thinking for myself. And I couldn't find one newspaper, magazine, TV, or radio that took a different view in the 60s against the Vietnam War, and I was a draft age, and I figured I had to start finding something besides this unipolar single-noted hostility towards the Vietnam or support for the Vietnam War in the American media. I had to travel to bigger cities and scour the major libraries to find one magazine, a venerable old 125-year-old covering American.
Why are you telling me this, John?
I'm telling you this because I think that Americans arrogantly feel that we are so free, the media is so free, and they're so living in darkness.
You traveled around the country to try to find a magazine that would give you a different point of view. This can't possibly be true. First of all, the cars in the 60s weren't that good. Secondly,
around the country. I had to go to the biggest cities in the state to find the Nation magazine, which was around for about 125 years with reputable writers. I had to find one magazine, newspaper, television outlet.
Stop. That's 60 years ago. Now let's talk about something you actually know. You live in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Where?
Well, I live in Parma, which is a suburb of Cleveland.
I know what Parma is. Is that where you live now?
Yeah, nearby. And I'm driving right now, and I'm listening to you on the radio. But my point is, I think
you questions. Here are the questions. You live in Parma, is that right?
Yeah, well, I'm near Parma right now driving. And I live in Talmadge, Ohio.
Do you know that Parma is one of the few towns with two Walmarts?
Well, that could be. I've seen them.
Did you know that Parma is a very unique city in that it has incredibly small houses, but every one of them is immaculate and the lawns are perfect? It's the most well-groomed city there is. And they don't have bars, they have taverns in Parma. Taverns, because families go there all day on Sunday.
Well, it could be. I'm not exactly from there. I'm driving through, and I didn't call to discuss that. I called to call your discussion of the relative to the handling of the news in the United States and the
I didn't talk about that. I never talked about that.
Well, you might have been referring to Vladimir Posner, who was one of the rare people who turned up on television, I think on the Phil Donahue show.
Well, he was.
Brings up another interesting question because Phil Donahue has been fired from NBC, even though he had the highest ratings, because he came out against the shock and awe attack on Iraq by Dick Cheney and, Dick Cheney at the time.
Thank you for the call. He got fired from NBC because he was spending too much time with his wife, Marlo Thomas. And if you had a choice between going over Russian policy or spending free time with Marlo Thomas, you would spend time with Marlo Thomas. Vladimir whatever his name was, who he hung out with, was just a Russian PR flack. That's all he was. And they gave him all this wisdom, and they assigned him to all of this brilliant observation of Russian policies. It was crazy. God, that was an exhausting call. I actually had to be a talk show host. All right, let's take the next call. You're on Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hello. Is this Walter?
Who's this?
This is Tommy from Tucker, but now currently in Avondale Estates. And I just have one thing to say for the strippers. I hope their insurance breaks, man. These girls, they work hard, man. They're going to let them keep smoking in their bars. But want to say.
Go ahead.
Walter?
Yes, go ahead.
You say the greatest gift you could be given is an ask for help.
Request.
And I just want to say that the greatest recognition I can give you is thanks for your help. And I never asked for it, but you are here, and I love you, Walt.
How have I helped you exactly?
Just by by being on the air, just by having your voice on the radio, it is just, I don't understand. I don't want to be a fanboy. But I love you, Walt.
Listen, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call. I hope that we get married very soon. It's 45 past the hour, and coming up in seconds, we're going to hear from Chef Drew, who's a gourmet chef on the big giant yachts like you see on Below Deck. Chef Drew coming up in seconds.
Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency is owned by Michael Doucette in Minneapolis. When he heard Sterling on Sunday, he immediately got involved. He said, this is a show that can move product. Walter, your relationship with the listener is remarkable. I need to be part of the show. Every single ad you hear on this show is thanks to Northern Ad Agency, because he heard something here that he knew would move product, and he knows how to move your product. He knows how to put feet on the floor of your business. Whether you own one retail store or a huge industry, he can get customers to you. Northern Ad Agency. Northern Ad Agency. They're based in Minneapolis. Well, right there, that tells you everything. They're not wasting money on catered affairs in Brooklyn. They're not wasting money on Madison Avenue or Beverly Hills. They're investing money in your business. Their leadership team is comprised of experts in digital advertising. And digital advertising is where you need to be if you want to move product today. Instagram, Facebook, that's where you move product. But how do you know how to do that? Well, you don't. You don't have to. You know how to run your business. Northern Ad Agency knows how to bring customers to you thanks to digital advertising. That's their expertise. Northern Ad Agency does not accept every advertiser. They do not accept every brand. They only accept ones that they are sure they can help, that they are sure that they can bring business to them. Get the information. Go to northernadagency.com. Look for Michael Doucette. Northernadagency.com. This is a solid Midwest, Minneapolis-based company. Again, they have no interest in winning awards. Their interest is in helping you gain clients. Northern Ad Agency. Get the information at northernadagency.com.